This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 11th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm, clear night across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying pleasant conditions. In Jerusalem, the night sky is clear, perfect for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla is reporting just in. Officers from the secret wall management reveal behind-the-scenes details of Operation Lion's Roar, highlighting the success in intercepting Iranian missiles. Also, from the Times of Israel, an off-duty IDF soldier and two Israeli women were extracted from Jericho earlier this hour. They entered the Palestinian Authority-controlled city, which is off-limits to Israelis. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Iran has resumed its oil exports amid fresh vessel attacks, exploiting the lifting of the Hormuz blockade. Separately, I-24 News covers Iran's new supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, declaring that avenging his father's death must certainly happen. And finally, from Forward, UK Jewish groups express concern over Andy Burnham, the likely next prime minister, as he criticizes Israel over Gaza in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. I24NEWS_EN posted just minutes ago that Iran's new supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, insists on avenging his father's death. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, posted earlier today about Mojtaba Khamenei's statement calling for revenge as a national demand. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli activist and commentator, highlighted just minutes ago Israel's critical role in uncovering an Iranian plot against Donald Trump, urging unity against Iran's regime. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Walla's exclusive report, officers from the secretive wall management detail Operation Lion's Roar emphasizing the pivotal hours leading to intercepting Iranian missiles. This operation showcases the strategic importance of Israel's defense capabilities in the region. Turning to the Times of Israel story, an IDF soldier and two Israeli women were safely extracted from Jericho earlier today. They had entered a restricted area controlled by the Palestinian Authority, highlighting ongoing security challenges and the importance of adhering to travel advisories. Meanwhile, Ynet's analysis shows Iran has resumed oil exports, taking advantage of the lifted Hormuz blockade. This development occurs amid recent vessel attacks, potentially destabilizing regional maritime security. Next, I-24 News reports that Mojtaba Khamenei, Iran's new supreme leader, vows to avenge his father's death. This announcement signals heightened tensions and could impact diplomatic relations in the region. Finally, according to Forward, UK Jewish groups are uneasy as Andy Burnham, poised to become Britain's next prime minister, criticizes Israel's actions in Gaza. Such statements could affect Israel-UK relations and its diaspora communities. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that the nurses' union has declared a labor dispute involving around 60,000 workers. This affects hospitals, clinics, and milk stations across Israel, highlighting tensions over staffing and budget cuts. Separately, CTech explores why Israel's world-class tech industry hasn't boosted productivity. Despite significant investment, Israeli workers produce less per hour than peers in other developed nations, raising questions about the efficiency of innovation investments. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, Israel's largest industrial employers are forming a new representative body. This aims to work with the government to prioritize factory establishment in the periphery, potentially boosting regional economic growth. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.